3, 2, 1. Good evening, and welcome once again to another exciting session here at Ever Increasing Word Training Center. I love what I do. Let me start off by saying that. I love the company I keep. I love my apostle. I don't believe that there's no man in the earth realm. I said me. For me, like he is. I thank God for his love. I thank God for his commitment. I thank God for his dedication. I thank God that he's fresh, full of fresh oil. I thank God he's always on the cutting edge. I thank God that he functions in revelation knowledge, always advancing all of those who are around him. You can't ask for none better than that. So, Father, I thank you for our apostle, for the royal family. Thank you for the school of ministry and all the students that have taken the time to commit to being a part of the training center. Not that they can get Bible and book knowledge, but so that they can learn how to walk in the realm of the Spirit. So we thank you that the Holy Spirit is the true teacher. And Holy Spirit only, we only know what you revealed to us. So thank you for revealing yourself and your word to us in Jesus' name. Amen. We've been teaching in the last session, chapter number 2, which talked about the 3 categories of gifts. We talked about the mouth gifts or the speaking gifts. That is prophecy, diverse kinds of tongues and interpretation of tongues. We also talked about the gifts that reveal, the revealing gifts are the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and the discerning of spirits. And then we have the 3 gifts that what? Do something. Mm-hmm. Special faith or the gift of faith, but it talks about the gift of special faith. Then we have the working of miracles, and then we have the gifts of healings. Now we're going to pick up from where we left off in dealing with the power gifts, the gifts that do something. Go ahead, daughter. Power gifts, God's power gifts that are given through the Holy Spirit are instruments
to bring in whatever we need to do.
For those to whom we are ministering to.
We become open channels
to perform on God's behalf.
What
God desires to be done
for that person.
We become God's hands in demonstration
to execute God's will
and God's pleasure
upon
that person.
Gifts makes us effective witnesses.
Gifts. What gifts? The gifts of the Holy Spirit. They make us effective witnesses. Acts 1:8 says, but you shall receive power after that. The Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be, and you shall be, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. None of that is possible without what? The Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. That word witnesses is not just talking about the ability to articulate and to communicate. It's literally talking about becoming a martyr. You love him so much, you'll lay down your life. Now I hear people say, I'll lay down my life for him, but will you live for him? Will you allow your life to be a living sacrifice? Huh? A living sacrifice. Go ahead, daughter.
God wants effective witnesses.
And a wise witness wins souls. Notice it say a wise witness wins souls, not spirits. See, men must be persuaded in their minds. You listening? See, the mind is the one that block people out. the scriptures teach us that the God of this world had blinded the minds of people so they cannot receive the glorious gospel or the light of the gospel. But we as apostolic believers, being anointed by the Holy Ghost, you listening? Have the ointment, you listening? To penetrate the kingdom of darkness with what? Light.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Proverbs 11 and 30.
The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. And he that winneth souls is wise. That's the wisdom of God. That's our primary focus as apostolic believers, is snatching people out of the kingdom of darkness and bringing them into God's marvelous light. Go ahead.
God wants us to say the things.
God wants us to say the things
that he wants us to say.
That's the vocal gifts.
To know the things.
He wants us to know the things that he wants us to know. That's the revelational gifts. And God wants us to do the things he wants us to do. That's called the what?
Power
gifts.
The nine gifts.
The nine gifts are the nine manifestations of the Holy Ghost. They are our earthly inheritance. What did that statement just mean to you? All nine manifestations of the Holy Ghost belong to you. And God can use any one of us at any time to manifest those gifts, because they are not merit badges, as you will learn shortly. You know, go ahead.
We need to function.
We need to function.
And use them fully.
And use the gifts fully.
If we are to become effective witnesses.
If we are to become effective witnesses.
Only the violent.
Only the violent.
Have the force and power.
Have the force and the power. To advance God's kingdom. Y'all know what the scriptures teach? The kingdom of heaven suffers violence. And the violent take it by force. Satan not giving you nothing. Satan ain't giving you a doggone thing. Are you listening? So I like the song. I don't want nobody to give me nothing. Open up the door. I'll get it myself. I don't want nobody to give me a fish. Teach me how to fish. Nobody can live this life for me. I got to live it for myself.
Amen.
Go ahead, daughter.
The force and power.
The force and the power
is invested in the proper
and full usage
of the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Now, let me break that down. The ministry of Jesus. Are you listening? The ministry of Jesus can be fully understood when we understand that it was the Holy Spirit in Jesus doing the work. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
The scriptures teach in 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a what? New creature. Old things are passed away, behold, all things are become what? New. And all things are of God who hath what? Reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. Goes on to say what? To wit, it was God. Notice that phrase. To wit, it was God who was in Christ doing what? Reconciling the world unto himself. And what did he do? Not imputing their trespasses unto them, and had committed or had given unto us the what? The word or the ministry of what? Reconciliation. Do you know how powerful that is? You, as an apostolic believer, have the ministry of reconciling lost man to a living God.
Amen.
Go ahead, daughter.
Gifts do not reveal holiness.
Gifts are given unto us
by the Holy Spirit,
and they are not merit badges
for the peer.
Do you understand that? They're not merit badges. They are gifts of the Holy Spirit, which means he can manifest through you at any given moment. but they don't mean you are this or that. It's him.
Yes.
Go ahead.
A pure life
of holy living.
That comes out of moral decisions.
And it is one of what? Choice. It's a moral decision based on choice. I could choose to be whatever I am. No one can do that for me. Go ahead.
Holiness is a
constant and continuous decision.
To live in that.
Which is right in who? Which is right in the sight of God. Notice that phrase. Right in the sight of God. In 2024, it's a free-for-all. You listening? People are doing what's right in what? Their own eyes. Are you listening? There's a righteousness that man establishes for himself. His own code of conduct and standard of ethics. Are you listening? But the Supreme Court of the United States of America and the Supreme Court of all states, 51, I believe. Are you listening? All governors, all mayors of these states, it does not matter who they are. They cannot change God's word.
Hallelujah.
Are you listening?
Amen.
They can't do it.
Amen.
Go ahead, daughter.
The gifts do not reveal holiness. But holiness is necessary
for the development, accuracy,
and
the impact of those gifts.
The gifts will fail
to develop into maturity
if the user
of the gifts are walking carelessly.
They will fail to grow
in the anointing
if the user despises
the leading of the Holy Ghost.
They will fail to have depth
and accuracy
if the user neglects godly relationships
with the Holy Spirit. See, the Holy Spirit is a person. He's not an it. When the scriptures say the Spirit itself, it should have properly been translated the Spirit himself beareth witness with our spirits that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, joint heirs with the Christ. Only the Holy Spirit can reveal to us true sonship, true daughtership. Go ahead. The gifts will fail to impact
and influence others
if the user is not motivated
by God's love.
And gifts that are properly used, they open effectual doors
for ministry,
prosperity,
and fame.
Chapter number 3, the gift of prophecy.
A.
The concept of Old Testament prophecy.
There are two Hebrew words
that are used in the scriptures to describe
the function.
Underline that word. The function of prophecy.
One describes human activity
and the other describes divine activity.
The prophetic message.
Both the words of the prophet. Now pay attention to this. The prophetic message is both the words of the prophet
and the words of the Lord.
Why am I emphasizing that? Because a real prophet, a real apostle, a real man or woman of God who is in love with God cannot distinguish the word of God from the word that God gave him to speak. They're one and the same. Are you listening? You're so one with the word. Are you listening? You know it's God doing the speaking through you. So you don't have to wonder if. Go ahead.
Naba, which is human activity,
means the means to bubble up, and it means to gush forth, or to what? Pour forth. It reflects the influence
of the Holy Spirit
upon the human personality and the human spirit
until the message
of the Spirit bubbles up and gushes forth and pours out
of the prophet's
lips like a mighty river. You remember when Jesus in St. John 7:37, he say in that day, that great day of the feast, he stood up and cried, if any man come after me, let him do what? And do what? Yeah, no, that's not the scripture. See, that's y'all scripture. You should have turned to it. If any man thirst, let him come after me and drink. That's what the scriptures teach. If any man come after me, if any man thirst, let him come after me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow what? Rivers of what? Go ahead. It didn't stop there. But this spake he of the Spirit, what? Which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given because Jesus was not yet what?
Glorified.
But guess what? He's been glorified. So we go from a well of water, that's talking about the new birth, to a river of water. You listening? That's talking about being filled with the Spirit. God pouring out of his Spirit in and through us.
Yes.
Go ahead, daughter.
The anointed message stirs the heart of the man,
causing man's heart to respond
towards God,
to express God's feelings,
God's thoughts,
and God's words.
Nataph.
That is divine activity. And it means to drop,
to fall as drops of rain.
It reflects, Nataph reflects
the prophetic message
as a direct result
of divine activity
coming from God,
which is the source of all life.
Divine activity
sets forth the motion for what?
Human activity.
See, we got it in reverse.
We think human activity sets forth divine activity.
Wrong.
Jesus said, no man can receive nothing except it be given him from above.
It begins from above.
Go ahead.
Prophecy
is not a product of human deduction
or human reasoning.
Prophecy is one that starts
out within the heart
and mind of God.
Heart and mind of God.
Through prophecy, God reveals both his heart,
his will,
his emotions,
his feelings,
his desires for man.
Go ahead.
The process of Old Testament prophecy.
1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 9.
Before time in Israel,
when a man went to inquire of God,
thus he spake,
come and let us go
to the seer.
For he that is now called a prophet
was before time called a what?
A seer.
And here's something you need to know while we're here.
Let me take this opportunity to say this.
You don't appear before a prophet empty handed.
I don't have time to teach that in this class,
but I'm training you.
You don't come before a prof,
prophet empty-handed, and you can't pay a prophet to prophesy. Are you listening? Go ahead.
Two Old Testament words,
Roah and Choza. Now, if I'm not saying that right, and you a Hebrew scholar out there, I don't care. Go ahead. They both mean seer, and they are synonyms for the word prophet. You see, my daddy said that. He said, I'm rich. You got all your diction right and all your spelling right, and I'm goofy and rich, and you smart and broke. Go ahead, daughter.
The word seer
is descriptive of the receptive function.
It refers to man's ability
to see into the realm of the spirit
and to hear and to receive
God's message.
He is able to have access
into the realm of the spirit
to tap into
God's revelation knowledge
and the unfolding
of God's plans and purposes and pursuits for his people.
The word prophet
is descriptive
of the communicative function.
It refers to man's ability
to communicate
what God is saying or what God wants to say to the people present. It is the ability
to administrate the word
in clarity and in what?
Wisdom.
Only after the word
is properly delivered,
does God hold the hearer
responsible
for what he's heard and accountable for what they have heard.
Man must learn how to tune
into proper reception
of God's words
by training and developing his own human spirit. And let me add this, because we focus so much on training the spirit of man at the expense of the soul. Now, if you're in this school of ministry, we must make the what? Transition. And understand that we're dealing in this school of ministry, we're really dealing with the souls of men. Are you listening? Your spirit already born again. Your spirit already have the life and the nature of God. We don't need to redo your spirit. Are you listening? We need to go to Romans 12, 1, 2, and 3. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a what? Living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your what? Reasonable or your spiritual service. It says, and be not conformed to this world. Don't be conned to be formed. So don't conform because somebody conned you. They can only con you through your mind. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye what? Transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good, the acceptable, and the perfect what? Will of God, huh? But it doesn't stop there. It goes on to say what? For I say unto you, through the grace of God, that's what? Given unto me, to every man. To how many? Every man that is among you, not to what? Not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to what? But to think soberly, according as God had dealt to every man the measure of faith. So here's what we need to understand. Faith is for the soul. You listening? And think. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So we got to work on our souls. Go ahead.
Man must learn
how to tune into proper reception
of God's word
by training his own spirit
and soul
to become spiritually sensitive. The concept of New Testament prophecy Prophetail means to prophesy.
To speak for another.
It means, I'm talking about prophecy now. Prophesy. It, prophetail. It means to speak what?
For another.
For or on the behalf of another. So that's why prophecy is so important. Because when you tell somebody you prophesying, you telling people, I'm telling you what God told me to tell you. Now, if God didn't tell you to tell somebody something, you're a prophet lie. You're not prophesy, you prophet lie. You're a prophet liar, not a prophesier. Go ahead.
It also means
it means to be God's spokesman. It means also to be God's what? Y'all don't have no idea how good it is to be an apostolic believer to know that God can put words in your mouth to speak to somebody. Do you read your Bible? In Acts chapter number 10, Peter was sent to the first Gentile converts. Are you listening? The angel told Cornelius, send for one Simon Peter. Told him exactly where he was located. But this is what I want you to hear. He said, Peter would tell you words whereby you and your household could be saved. God, Peter could only tell them words that God put in his mouth to say. Go ahead.
Foretelling.
Foretelling and forthtelling
are part of the prophetic flow.
Because of this,
the misconception
of all who prophesy or prophets came into existence.
Establishing a workable concept
of prophecy. Go ahead.
The New Testament prophet
has the ability to hear
or to receive
directly from God
and to
his born again, recreated human spirit because of the Holy Spirit living in him. The Holy Spirit don't speak to our minds. The Holy Spirit speaks spirit to spirit. He's on the what? Inside of us. Are you listening? The Holy Spirit lives in us. And we are sealed until the day of redemption. Go ahead.
The New Testament prophet
has the ability to discern and to respond rightly
the word of God
that's been received.
He deciphers
the word accurately. Now, this can only be done, you listening? It's not how much scripture he quote. It's not how much word you think he know. It's do the word know him? Do the Holy Ghost know him? Do you know him? Or you think he just a regular man? See, in the scriptures, prophets are respected as men and women who are sent from God. But in 2024, we have so many disrespectful people. You can't disrespect the gift and get blessed. You receive a prophet in the name of a prophet, you receive a prophet's reward. I'm living in it. I'm so glad I met my apostle, prophet, watch this, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. I know the New Testament church don't want to teach all of this, but that's why you should study. To show yourself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Are you listening? We have limited men and women of God to stand in one place when God say, I call that apostle the flow. What y'all looking at? Go ahead.
The New Testament prophet
means to develop the wisdom
to communicate the word
to receive on the behalf of the people present.
Definition of New Testament prophecy. The
simplest definition of prophecy
is to speak on behalf
of God.
The divinely inspired
and anointed utterance
received for the
that is received for the people present.
Speaking in tongues
is a supernatural utterance
in an unknown tongue,
whereas prophecy is a supernatural utterance in a known tongue. You listening? Go ahead.
It is a manifestation
of the Holy Spirit
and not that of the human mind.
A human will and human faith. The human will and human faith, they are active in prophecy.
But the human intellect
and human reasoning
are excluded,
and they are not the what? Source of property, prophecy. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God. That means it's God breathed.
Yes.
It's infallible. It's failure proof. You listening? Because it come from who? The source, which is God. Go ahead.
Important enough to covet it.
Prophecy is important enough to covet.
Prophecy is the most important.
Prophecy is the most important
of the inspirational gifts.
I should say vocal gifts. Vocal gifts are inspirational. Okay, go ahead.
Prophecy is the doorway.
Prophecy is the doorway
for all
the other gifts.
It is a medium
through which all the other gifts
will flow.
Apostle Paul
challenged us
to earnestly desire spiritual gifts, but rather that we what?
Prophesy.
That's 1 Corinthians 14. You read the whole chapter. Go ahead.
And the entire chapter
of 1 Corinthians 14
has been set aside
for the care
and the proper employment
of the, notice that, vocal gifts.
The scriptural purposes of prophecy.
The function of prophecy
is vital
to the spiritual growth
of both the individual
as well as the church.
There are five major purposes
of prophecy.
Number one,
to edify,
to build up,
to erect the church.
Prophecy edifies
not only the spirits,
but also the mind,
the soul, the will, the conscience,
the subconscious of man.
Prophecy is for the building up
of the believer,
the church.
Two,
to exhort the church. Prophecy is to exhort the church.
In exhorting God's people,
God is impressing upon us
to arise
and to get back into his purposes.
And to keep moving forward.
Three.
To comfort the church.
Prophecy is to comfort the church.
Prophecy causes us
to realize
God
is speaking.
Prophecy also reveals
the nature of the one
who is speaking
to us from above.
Number four.
Prophecy is to convict
and to convince.
Prophecy has a convicting
and convincing
influence
upon non-believers
and ungifted believers.
Those who do not have
the gift or the manifestation of speaking in tongues,
being filled with the Spirit.
They're born of the Spirit,
but they don't want to go no further.
And you know, sometimes
you could be filled with the Spirit
and don't want to go no further.
You listening?
You spoke in tongues one time,
thought you hung the moon and the stars.
But the Bible say, praying always
with all supplication.
Watch this.
In the Spirit.
Are you listening?
When you pray in the Spirit,
constantly,
frequently,
regularly,
like the air you breathe,
you develop.
Go ahead. is in the known language.
Prophecy is in the known language of the people that are present. They understand its content.
Therefore,
they respond to the message that's being given.
They will be convicted
by all the prophecies. They will be called to account by all the prophecies. They will fall on their faces and worship God. Prophecy does not only bring understanding to the mind, but also edification to the spirit. They will acknowledge that God is certainly among us. They will testify to the presence of Jesus in our midst. Number five. Prophecy is so that all may learn. Prophecy opens unto us a new realm of learning. There are five important lessons we learn in the process of prophesying. Number one, learning to respond to the inner working and to the stirring of the Holy Spirit. Number two, learning to become accustomed to the Holy Spirit's way of communicating. Number three, learning to receive a direct word from the Holy Spirit into our human, born again, recreated human spirits. Number four, learning to discern what we are hearing on the inside of our spirits and our souls, minds. Number five, learning the excitement and ecstasy of being an open channel for God's use. Now, if that don't get you excited, you know, you have to desire spiritual gifts. 1 Corinthians 14, 1 and 2, and we'll stop.
Follow after
love. Follow after charity. Notice you have to do what? Desire spiritual gifts. But rather that you may what? Desire spiritual gifts. But if the prophecy gift is the gateway, you listening, to all the others, then desire to prophesy. See you on next session.